The biggest problem?
I think notification to parents getting the word out has been a challenge.
Luckily, no one showed up for school today. But Superintendent Sabolinski says National Grid made this tougher than it had to be.
We would have appreciated just honest communication, let us know the power was going to be out for the rest of the week.
National Grid says this was never going to be an easy road back, with 840,000 customers losing power in Irene and the whole eastern seaboard going dark. By the way, school starts in Franklin September 6th. Lori Kirby, WBZ News Radio 1030.